USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 50,000 UA workers are going on strike against General Motors.
UAW! Who are we?
UAW!
That protest in Bowling Green, Kentucky. There are growing talks going on between the company and the union. Jeremy Acevedo of Edmunds.com.
If these labor negotiations do continue for quite a while, shoppers then can expect to see choices go down, maybe looking for a model that they have their heart set on that's just not going to be available.
More problems in the aftermath of that drone attack at Saudi oil facilities. The president tweeted he was awaiting verification from the Saudis as to who's to blame for the attacks. He also said he'd wait to hear from Riyadh under what terms we should proceed. The president has authorized the use of a strategic petroleum reserve to stabilize global oil supply and the price at the pump. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In Duluth, Minnesota, authorities say a fire that destroyed a historic synagogue last week doesn't appear to have been a hate crime. Police Chief Mike Tuscan.
We don't have an indication that there was a motive of hate in this. It may change, but today, at this date and time, we can't say that this was motivated by hate.
A suspect was arrested on Friday. Top congressional Democratic leaders are lobbying the president to support strengthening gun background checks. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul on CNN's State of the Union.
You have to keep the same constitutional burdens that you're innocent until proven guilty. You can't flip it and say to the person, oh, you have to prove that you're not a criminal.
Democratic presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. He says ramping up gun restrictions can be done in ways which respect the Second Amendment.
This is constitutionally sound. This is absolutely necessary if we care about the lives of our fellow Americans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
On Wednesday, there'll be a national prayer service to remember all of the people lost to Hurricane Dorian. Meanwhile, aid from the U.S. is being distributed to those in need. John Clements reports.
There are no fully operational hospitals in the Bahamas left devastated by the hurricane that began September 1st with 185 mile-per-hour winds. Meanwhile, one facility has been set up by Samaritan's Purse, providing care to 100 patients a day. Mark Green of the U.S. Agency for International Development gives us an update on his team.
This team on the ground is providing urgently needed aid, including basic food, shelter, and health support. USAID is working across the interagency, including with Health and Human Services and the U.S. Northern Command and U.S. Coast Guard for logistical support and to augment search and rescue operations.
I'm John Clemens.
There's a new poll asking people how they feel about climate change. USA's Chris Barnes has the results.
The new CBS poll finds nearly two-thirds of Americans say they're worried about climate change. It finds 36% of the people surveyed say climate change is a serious problem. 28% say it's a crisis. 20% in the survey said it's only a minor problem. And 16% told the pollsters climate change isn't a problem at all. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.